time to talk about the Southwest Nebraska Community Theater Association. They have their tryouts coming up. Clue, we kind of mentioned it a little bit, and the director is the one and only Rachel Witt, who is in our studios. Good morning. How you been?
Good, Rich. thank you for having us in
you
on
bet.
This chilly morning.
Oh, she was out in the car, and I just peeked out the far door, and I said, I'm going to go in there and see. She went, come in. It's warm in here, and you were just coming through the door. So get out of that cold car, for crying out loud.
Right.
Can you believe? First of all, you're directing this this presentation, aren't you?
Yes. So this is my second show that I've directed with Swinkta. The first was Little Women. That's a musical. That was a musical. This one's just going to be a straight play, so a little bit easier, but it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot more comedy than Little Women was, so we're really excited about it. Emily Lytle is going to be my assistant director again, and then my cousin Marcus Ingalls, he's getting into theater too, and so he's also going to be kind of my technical assistant director too, so we have a pretty good team working on it.
You always do. You have good, but you can't do it all by yourself, can you?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I think we'd go crazy if we tried.
Yes, indeed. The auditions are coming up this weekend, aren't they?
Yes. So Sunday is going to be our first day of auditions. It's Sunday 2 to 4, and this is all at Central Elementary. So you'll walk in the front doors, and we'll have the check-in desk there, and then you'll check in. We'll take you into the band room, the vocal room. Sunday 2 to 4, and then Monday 7 to 9, and Tuesday 7 to 9. You only have to come to one day of auditions. We're not doing any callbacks or anything, and we're wanting to get it casted fairly quickly and let people know. So by the end of the week next week, we'll have the show casted. So it's going to be a quick turnaround if you come audition.
You're looking for 11 characters total, 6 men and 5 women, correct?
Yes. So if you've ever seen the 1985 movie Clue, it's based off of that movie. So there's 6 men. There's Wadsworth. He's the butler. He kind of helps manage the entire script, essentially. He's probably the driving force through the whole script. And then you, of course, got your typical Clue characters. So for men, you have Colonel Mustard, Professor Plum, Mr. Green, and then we also have 2 ensemble men that play a variety of characters. They play a variety of characters that pop up through the show that end up, spoiler alert, dying. the women, same thing. Yvette is a French maid, but then you have your Clue characters like Mrs. Peacock, Mrs. White, and then we also have an ensemble woman who plays a variety of characters too. So there's really something for everybody. It's a well-balanced cast, I think. So it'll be a lot of fun and really interesting to see the variety of people that come to audition. The characters are so different that there's going to be a spot for you if you come out and audition.
In all your years of doing this and you go through auditions, you just watch and you say a couple of times, that's that person. I mean, you just point to them and immediately they might not say very much, but that person fits the bill?
Oh, absolutely. You can tell. A lot of it is just like what your personality naturally is, and you come in and we have a scene for you to read and we can just kind of tell like, oh, naturally they just kind of fit this character. You'll leave the room and a lot of times we just look at each other and we're like, we're all thinking the same thing? Yes, absolutely. And so it's just one of those things. A lot of it is just be yourself, because most of the time is you're going to be cast as the person that you just naturally kind of gravitate towards. And so it's really fun to see. And sometimes you have those that surprise you that can play completely different than what you would ever imagine. And that's always fun to see too.
Again, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Central, and then the rehearsals begin right after New Year's, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah, so we're going to start that first full week of January. We're thinking about 3 rehearsals a week, so nothing too crazy, a couple hours a day. And then we are going to be performing the first weekend in March. So it's going to be 2 months and, like I said, 3 rehearsals a week. So it's a little bit longer, but we're going to be able to put on a pretty good show. It's about an hour and a half show, so nothing too crazy. So,
all right, and it must be at least 16 or older, right?
Right. There is some adult humor, nothing too crazy. It's just like a little bit of suggestive humor throughout there. And so I just kind of put that on there just to, you know, make sure that the maturity level and everything was there as we were going through it. So
if you have any questions, more information, feel free to get a hold of you.
Yeah, absolutely. My phone number is 308-737-0932. You can shoot me a text. I usually do texts better than calls, but I will answer calls. Mm-hmm. Or you can always go to our Facebook page too and shoot the Facebook page a message and get a hold of us that way. That way is also a really easy way too as well.
Great way to kick off a new year and to get ready for what's going to be a great production of Clue.
Yes, absolutely. It's so much fun.